Look, I really wish I had a twin sister, but I don't. I just don't, okay? Maddox turned away from Smith. Just leave me alone. Smith sighed and started to walk away. Suddenly, a voice cried out. No, let me go. I don't belong here. You can't do this to me. He'll come. I know he will. And when he does, you'll be sorry. Maddox froze. It was the same voice that had whispered his name. Who was that? Maddox asked in a panicked voice. Smith stared at Maddox solemnly. That's your sister. Maddox opened his eyes wide. Where is she? She sounded hurt. Smith, we have to save her. Maddox couldn't believe what he was saying. Smith just shook his head. No, I was not sent here to save her. You have to save her. All the pressure was on Maddox. If he didn't save his sister from those terrible people, he might lose the only family he ever had. And he couldn't let that happen.